Tantor Audio presents Mortal Arts by Anna Lee Huber, narrated by Heather Wilds. Chapter 1. Art is not what you see, but what you make others see. Edgar Degas. October 1830. It was the groan of death, or so one would think. But after 5 interminable days of listening to my sister moan and carry on as we trundled across Scotland toward Edinburgh, her grumbles and whimpers had lost their ability to alarm me. I had seen death, even if I hadn't exactly heard its guttural conclusion, and despite the dark circles around Alana's eyes and her wan complexion, I could tell my sister was far from its door. Although with each excruciating hour I was trapped inside the carriage with her, the closer she became. Alana was merely expecting, and the child inside her had decided to protest this journey persistently and forcibly. I had already decided that this troublesome niece or nephew would be my favourite. A child who could so unsettle my sister while still confined to the womb certainly merited my affection.
Kira!
My sister whined, rolling her head to the side so that she could see me.
Do you have any more of that bread?
My lips tightened. Yes. Her hand lifted from her stomach and reached toward me.
Give me some.
Why? You'll only vomit again and delay our arrival by another hour. A frown pleated Alana's brow.
Why are you being so cruel?
I'm not. I'm simply stating facts and hoping to salvage my last...